I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. A new TV game show premiered in Britain this past weekend. The teams don't compete for new cars or all-expenses-paid vacations. No, the winners get a few hundred bucks. What's unusual about the program is the path to victory. The show pits contestants of different religious faiths against each other. The teams try to answer questions about their opponents' beliefs and practices. Laura Lynch reports from London.
The call to contestants to ready themselves. The games are set to begin. It's the start of a new show, familiar in format, very different in content.
Assalamu alaikum, viewers, and welcome to the Islamic Game Show Interfaith Edition.
It also carries a shorter title, Faith Off, a show that pits people of different religions against each other. On this edition, it's Muslims versus Jews. From the outset, the humor is just a bit awkward as host Jeff Mirza chats with a contestant.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Yeah. And something funny or embarrassing that's happened to you?
I recently got nicked by the police for a crime I didn't commit.
And you're not Muslim?
And I'm not Muslim. That's the amazing thing.
The show is airing on the Islam Channel, seen in Britain and 30 other countries around the world on cable. And it's got a lofty aim to promote tolerance and understanding between faiths. But they're doing it with well-worn, some might say cheesy gimmicks, buzzers, bells, and music that ups the tension.
Are we ready? Hands on buzzers. How old is the girl when the bat mitzvah is celebrated? Blue team.
13.
I've got here 12. It is 12.
It's 13 for the boys and 12 for girls.
I said bat mitzvah.
You bat mitzvah is 12?
Yeah, 12. Okay, the answer...
Cool. Seems there's lots 12. To learn on all sides. That's exactly what it's for, according to the producer and creator, Abrar Hussein. He wants contestants and viewers to be open to learning. Still, the channel is for Muslim viewers, so Hussein had to get to work to rustle up contestants from other faiths.
Yeah, I think Buddhists are the hardest to find. They're actually really hard. But what we did, we put notices out on various message boards and websites requesting contestants for a new faith show.
After taping the first couple of shows, Hussein realized some things had to change. Host Jeff Mirza is a stand-up comic hired to keep the show light. But there's a delicate balance between making fun with religion and making fun of it. So Hussein asked Mirza to tone it down.
Tone down the humour, because I didn't want people thinking that this is purely an entertainment show. I didn't want people thinking this is some kind of, you know, like a circus, or this is just something that's for fun or exploitative.
Mirza himself doesn't always look comfortable steering the show through segments that touch on subjects he knows little about. But what he finds most difficult is making all his guests feel at ease inside a studio full of Muslims.
You can imagine a lot of Jewish people are like, oh, I don't really want to go. What's going to happen to me there? Will they let me out? You know, you have 15 minutes to leave the building. We're going to take these people hostage. You know, people have all these impressions in their mind. Next question. The first synagogue in the United States was located in A, San Francisco, California, B, Newport, Rhode Island, C, Fairfax, Virginia, or D, Boston, Massachusetts? Red team?
B.
B is the correct answer. The answer is Newport, Rhode Island.
The production values aren't high. The set is tiny, and there's no studio audience to help create a true game show atmosphere. The prize for the winning team is only about $450. They're operating on a tiny budget, and that won't change unless they win big ratings. But that doesn't matter much to contestant Alex Reese.
It's a great endeavour, isn't it? And I guess we want to make sure we are dialoguing between the different faiths.
If the show does take off, there are much grander plans. Producer Abrar Hussein wants to stage a celebrity edition, pitting teams of imams, rabbis and priests against one another in front of thousands in a London arena. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.